This podcast has been brought to you by BugTopSeeker.com, Paranormal, and his podcast feed.
Where are we going?
No.
There's something going on.
Not with your eyes.
Always watch your step.
You never know
what's lurking around the corner.
Hello, my friend. Welcome to another edition of the Scarecrow Report. I must apologize to my listeners, for it has been quite some time since our last outing into my world. So sit back and relax, and welcome, my friends, to the Scarecrow Report 12.
It's not who you are underneath. It's what you do that defines you.
I'm supposed to be dead.
You haven't declared dead.
Sorry to disappoint.
Compassion is weakness. Your enemies will not share.
That's why it's so important.
I assume that as you're taking on the underworld, this symbol is a persona to protect those you care about from reprisals.
That's why it's so important.
Today, I would like to speak to you about something that seems simple, yet at times can baffle and astound many scientists and practitioners alike. What I'm talking about, of course, is how we interact with the world around us. Through the senses, seeing, hearing, smelling, speaking, and most importantly, feeling. Or rather, being able to touch and interact physically with our surroundings. When we touch something, say an apple or a stone, with our hands, we can feel the object, the texture, size, even the temperature of what we're touching. The nerves in our skin tell our brain so much information. But how? Energy, my friends. What we feel when we touch an object is the amount of energy it has, or rather, the density of the molecular structure of whatever you happen to be touching at the moment. Furthermore, some say that what we feel is the exchange of energy between ourselves and the object in question. Come, my friends. I have something I want to show you. Everything around us is made up of different substances we call elements. These elements each have a unique structure based on how much energy is contained within each type. Many call this their atomic structure. We are here, my friends.
Ah!
Good day, Morven.
You are here. Come in.
Yes.
Get started.
Sorry I'm late, old friend.
Oh, I wouldn't worry about it. I'm used to it by now. So, Draylen, are you ready to begin your lesson?
Well, yes, Morven. But what exactly are we going to be doing here?
Today, my young friend, we're going to be studying energy exchange.
Specifically?
Well, more so on the exchange of energy between two physical entities. Here, take this.
What's this for?
You are going to be melting ice using the energy and heat contained within yourself. Here, sit down.
Okay.
Now, take this piece of ice in your hand. It is a substance made of water, one of the most common of liquids found on this planet. Yet right now, the water is in a solid form. All right, let me grab a seat here. This may take a while to explain. Some people say this happens because the molecules that make up this water are so cold that they have basically stopped moving.
So what you're saying is that this is what causes the water to crystallize into ice.
Yes, my friend. Now, take off your gloves. Hold the ice in your hand.
All right. Let's see here. I can feel the energy exchange between my hand and the ice.
Yes, my friend. As you hold the ice, it begins to heat up. The energy it absorbs through your hand makes the molecules start to move faster.
So, you're saying the energy and heat flowing through our body can change certain substances?
Well, yes, sort of. See, most things on this planet can be affected by energy and change of temperature. There are many practices which focus on our body's energy, or as many call it, our internal chi.
Thank you, old friend. I must study more on this matter. When it comes to our internal energies, there are many different ideas and thoughts on what exactly goes on. Some circles of study show us that perhaps there are different points in our body which channel energy to and from our metaphysical selves, or soul, as many call it. In our last study, we looked at how the energies from our body can affect the world around us, even if it is on a very small scale. That being how we transfer energies between us and that which we touch. Or how a cold room will absorb our heat faster than, say, a warm room. But aside from that, let me ask you, my friends, have you ever walked into a room and have been able to feel that someone was sad? Perhaps even before that person told you what had happened? Or maybe you have walked down the street and get a strange feeling, only to look around and see someone staring at you. These interesting happenings, my friends, suggest that maybe we can sense a lot more than we widely believe. Well, my friend, I hope you enjoyed this report. Until next time, I bid you farewell. This is Torelin the Scarecrow, signing off.
This isn't real. None of this is real.